Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Riding South by Dana Burnell, Washington, USA. In January of 1998, I was diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease. I was 37. My wife Catherine and I had just moved from Boston, Massachusetts to the Seattle, Washington area with our two young children, aged 9 and 11. We didn't know a lot of people, and the diagnosis hit us quite hard. We coped as best we could, but it was difficult. That summer, my wife discovered an annual charity bicycle ride, the Seattle to Portland, STP, ride, a two-day, 200-mile ride from Seattle, Washington to Portland, Oregon. Up to 8,000 people take part in this well-known local event. One of the charities the STP raises funds for is the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation. This local foundation supports Parkinson's research. Catherine had never been a bicyclist, so I was surprised when she signed up. The ride was not easy. Her bicycle was old, heavy, clunky, and hard to ride, especially in comparison with the bikes of the other people at the event. I had gotten her this discount store bicycle several years earlier, a mountain bike with knobby tires. People suggested that Catherine purchase a newer, lighter bike, but she didn't. Catherine found one friend to ride with and went on only a few training rides. Then, one Saturday morning in July, we left home at 5:30 a.m. At 6 a.m., she mounted her clunky old bicycle and rode to Portland over the next 2 days. That year, she raised over $1,000. I was glad Catherine was enthused about the ride and had become a fundraiser, but didn't really comprehend why she was involved until I heard her explain it to some friends of ours. I thought she was motivated to go because of the challenge, the exercise, or at least being outdoors. She told our friends that the ride was one of the hardest things she had ever done. She said she didn't even like bike riding. With tears in her eyes, she said that she did it because it was one of the only ways she could help make a difference in my life. Fundraising research for a cure was her motivation. I was overwhelmed. I really had not thought about the deep impact my disease had on my wife, other than thinking she seemed okay with it. I had thought Catherine had ridden to achieve a personal goal, fun, or adventure, but I was wrong. She had done it all for me. Since then, Catherine has perfected her fundraising and kept up the rides. She has ridden 4 years, collected over $25,000 for Parkinson's research. Catherine has been by my side for over 20 years. We've managed every blessing and storm together. On learning that my disease touched her enough to achieve something so difficult, I felt loved, honored, and humbled. She rarely rides during the year, but in July, you'll be sure to find my hero riding south from Seattle.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.